I want to thank the Holy Spirit person for trusting me with this interview. There's a woman named Crystal who I know from Santa Ana, California. I haven't seen her or spoken with her in 6 years. And she was led to call me. And when she explained to me what happened to her and her daughter, the Holy Spirit said, do this interview. Listen and hear what Crystal has to say. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for trusting me with this interview.
What's up, y'all? iHeartRadio listeners, this is your girl, Crystal Ibarra, your Latina comedian from Santa Ana, California. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and how I met Kenny Williams. He's so amazing. I met him at the Television and Radio Broadcasting School in Huntington Beach, California. I believe it was 2016. Right from the start, me and him connected. I remember, like if it was yesterday, he would ask me if I can do some voiceovers for his ministry radio station. And from that day on, we exchanged numbers and we were together like two peas in a pod. That's my boy right there. I'm just here to tell you, give you guys a little bit of awareness of what's going on in my life and what's the incidents that's been going on, and just to everybody to keep an eye out, not just females and males as well. I'm dealing with an egotistic narcissist who with domestic violence. Not only that, lied about his whole life. I thought he had a job working with Cypress Hill. Turns out that was all false. Cycle Round is another music group as well that I thought he was doing working for, and that was all a lie. Besides the domestic violence, he also sent porn to my minor daughter. That's where things got a little, you know, a little heated right there. She is going to counseling. She is getting the help that she needs. Yes, the cops are involved, and there is a case open. I did get a restraining order, so hopefully this Friday everything comes out in my favor, so we'll have results then. Yeah, just a little bit about him. You know, in the beginning, I thought I was in love. I thought everything was perfect. Everything I loved, it just turned out he happened to love. Everything, every passion I had, supposedly he had the passion. And then little by little, and they start changing you and they start putting you down where I didn't think, I thought less of myself. He would tell me I was ugly and I would believe him. Like, who would want an ugly woman with two kids? And I stayed with him. And then not until he sent the porn to my daughter, that's when, you know, I left him. But not even before, when he beat me up and he went to jail for a month, I still stayed with him. And I didn't go to court because, you know, I prayed and I forgave. And we went to church together and I thought that he changed. Well, things didn't get better. It just got worse. And before the incident of the porn, I started noticing weird stuff. He would medicate me where I was out conscious. And the reason I know that he did some foul stuff to me was because someone has his old phone and can go into his recordings and was able to see the video of me getting violated. What else? There's a lot to this story. That's why I always tell people, like, when you see the red flags, just run. Sometimes we want to stay there and think the person can change. You can't change a person. And so what I ended up doing was putting everything on social media, and a lot of people emailed me back. And turns out that I wasn't the only one he has done this to. Four other girls stepped up, and my question to them was, why nobody ever said anything? And their answer was, they are traumatized and they fear him. He's a big guy and he's scary, and he does claim to be from different gangs. And you know, over here in Orange County, Santa Ana, there's a lot of them, so you never know who or what is after you. So I mean, I had the courage to say, no, enough is enough. He posted naked videos of me. He sent them everywhere, and he wanted to shame me and embarrass me, but God had another plan for me. There was a reason why it happened to me, and I spoke up about it. Not only did I speak up about him being racist, the racist video that he sent me, I posted every information that I received. It was all true. I put it on there, and a lot of people were just like shocked. And you know, they actually, you know, a lot of women came up to me and they're like, how did you do it? How did you not fear him? I go, I didn't fear him. Once you cross the line with my daughter and send her the porn, that's when the mama bear came out. That's when I'm not playing. And so right now we're going to court. There is a restraining order. There is also a case for him that he sending porn to my minor. So hopefully that goes well. She is seeking help and counseling. They also wrote a letter for the judge. So like I said, on Friday we get results. But yeah, from the beginning, you don't know it. You don't realize that you think you're in love and you think this person is madly in love with you and it can never happen to you. And I'm one of the strongest people that I know, that I have the biggest mouth, and when it was happening, I couldn't talk. I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. And us as Latinos, we are, I don't know if it's our culture or what, but we're like trained to be quiet. If something happens to you, like if you get molested or something bad happens as you back in the days, you don't talk about it. And see, that's a problem. If we don't talk about it, how do we fix it? If we don't expose a person, then he'll keep going on and on and on. And like I said, not until I put everything out on social media, that's when a lot of people were getting back to me and saying, you're not the only one.
Pretty soon you're gonna pay.
This interview with Crystal is not over. Crystal is going to come back and give us more detail about what happened about this guy and her daughter. Stay tuned for Kenneth's podcast, our very first interview with Crystal from Santa Ana, California. Stay tuned for part 2.